This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Have you ever heard of a liquid mirror? Some of us who are getting on in Earth years look into a mirror and our reflection appears to be liquid, attracted by gravity as we are to the larger body of the Earth, whose centre of gravity, incidentally, is about 42 kilometres away from the centre of the Earth in the direction of the Moon and 1700 kilometres below the surface of the Earth. So that's where our flesh is moving towards. No, but this is a real mirror used for astronomy, made out of liquid. Liquid mirrors have been around but not widely used, and never before for astronomy, but now there is a new telescope in India which uses this technology. The International Liquid Mirror Telescope, rather boringly called the ILMT, has been set up at the Devastal Observatory campus in Uttarakhand, located at 2,500 metres above sea level. And there are two firsts with this. It's the only one to have been developed for astronomy research and is also the only one of its kind to be operational anywhere in the world at the moment. So the handful of liquid telescopes that were previously built either tracked satellites or were deployed for military purposes. A conventional telescope is steered to point towards the celestial source of interest in the sky for observations. The liquid mirror telescopes, on the other hand, are stationary telescopes, and this image is a strip of the sky which is at the zenith at a given point of time in the night. In other words, a liquid mirror telescope will survey and capture any and all possible celestial objects, from stars, galaxies, supernovae, explosions, asteroids, space debris, whatever that happens to be overhead at the time. Conventional telescopes have highly polished glass mirrors, either single or a combination of curved ones, and these are steered in a controlled fashion to focus onto the targeted celestial object. The light is then reflected to create images. The liquid telescope is made up of mirrors with a reflective liquid, in this case mercury, a metal which has a high light reflecting capability. So there's about 50 litres of mercury filled into a container, and this is rotated at a fixed constant speed along the vertical axis of the ILMT. And during this process, the mercury spreads as a thin layer in the container, forming a paraboloid shaped 4-metre mirror. The ILMT will observe asteroids, supernova explosions, space debris, and other celestial bodies, well, anything at all that goes overhead. That's quite interesting, isn't it? A sort of mercury mirror. But it looks quite spooky. So on to other astronomy news. Scientists at the University of Arizona have created a detailed 3D image of a dying hypergiant star. This image offers insights into the processes that accompany the death of giant stars. Extreme supergiant stars, called hypergiants, well, why not? They're very rare, with only a few known to exist in the Milky Way. One example is the reddish-coloured Betelgeuse, or however you want to pronounce that, which is the second brightest star in the constellation of Orion. Unlike stars with lower masses, which are more likely to puff up once they enter the red giant phase, but generally kind of retain a spherical shape, hypergiants, they tend to experience substantial sporadic mass loss events that form complex, highly irregular structures composed of arcs and clumps and knots. Researchers have been looking at what may be the most massive star in our Milky Way, located about 3,000 light years from Earth. It's something between 10 and 15,000 astronomical units big, where an astronomical unit is the distance between the Earth and the Sun, which is 150 million kilometres. So it's like 10 to 15,000 times 150 million kilometres. That's huge. Every 200 years, it undergoes violent mass eruptions. So now this giant star has been mapped. Not even an irregular hypergiant dying star is immune from the probing astronomer. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear and dark skies.